The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Hi, Dylan. My name is Dana Cortez. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dana?
I'm doing well. When I heard the story about your beautiful three daughters or your beautiful three children, I don't know if they're girls or boys being born, and your wife, Marissa, I felt like it was a miracle. And we've kind of been talking about it in that sense. Can you walk us through what happened? Were you in the operating room, or the labor room, rather, when Marissa was giving birth?
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, it was three girls, and you know, everything was going smoothly up until that point. They said the girls would be delivered. They brought me in and said the girls would be delivered within a minute or two, and yeah, they held true to that, and they were born. I put her on her chest, and Marissa and I shared this beautiful moment together.
Oh.
It was awesome, and I stood up to take individual pictures of the girls, and within 5 seconds, the anesthesiologist started to freak out, and there was just pure chaos, and I turned around, and my wife was going through cardiac arrest at the moment, and it was a lot. They rushed me out pretty quickly. I locked eyes on our special OGBYN. Her name is Dr. Samuel. She's an absolute godsend. That lady was in her element, and she was a big reason, and all the other doctors and nurses that were there and present, everybody played a role in saving my wife's life, and I can't thank them enough.
Dylan, I'm thinking about being in the room with my husband when you shared that moment, which you just said, you have to experience that to understand the connection you're having with that person. You created these lives together. Now you're forced to leave the room. What are you doing at that time, knowing that your wife is going through a life and death situation?
Based off of what I was visualizing with Marissa, and there were already 25, 30 doctors and nurses in the OR room, and then another 15 to 20 rushed in, and seeing the expressions on their faces, I was trying to prepare myself what I could for the worst. And the only thing I could do, was just drop on my knees and just beg God for her life. And, in that moment, that was the only thing that I could do, to be honest with you.
When did you find out? After the prayer, you're on your knees, you're begging for your wife's life. When did you find out that Marissa had made it?
It was still a while, to be honest with you. I did feel some comfort. I went from the darkest moment of my life to, I felt like I had a legion of angels behind me, and just, it was a surreal feeling, but
wow.
I still didn't know what was going to take place. She kept hemorrhaging after about an hour of doing, there's about 45 minutes of doing CPR, and the only way to stop the hemorrhaging, they had to do an emergency hysterectomy, and that was also kind of one of those toss-up things. Was just everything that was going on, they didn't know if she was going to make it even after the hysterectomy. And
Dylan, is that a decision that you had to make?
Yes.
And of course you chose your wife's life, so I'm sure it wasn't easy, but
yes.
At the same time, you wanted your wife to be with you.
Correct. And just, I believe around that time before she went into the surgery, she had already lost between 40 and 60 units of blood, which is just astronomical. And again, based off of what they were telling me, her survival rate wasn't going to be high either way, but the most likely outcome of her surviving was going through with the emergency surgery. And still it was that was another 2 to 3 hours of waiting. And prayers. But again, there's just God, those doctors and that hospital staff in our lives in that moment. And he was just the orchestrator behind everything. And it truly is a miracle that we experienced. And can't thank him enough. Can't thank the Dr. Samuel and the hospital staff enough for what they did.
And Dylan, I know right now your wife is in a doctor's appointment, which is why she's not talking to us, but that's
yes,
fine.
Ma'am.
I kind of felt like, you know what? She's been brought back to life. We don't need to bother Marissa right now. She's taking care of doctor's visits. How are the baby girls doing today?
They are amazing. They're all growing like weeds, eating, sleeping, just doing baby stuff. And it's it's so cute. They all have their own little personalities, and we just can't wait to grow up with our baby girls and, you know, our son too. He's 4 turning 5 within the next couple of months, and we're just all beyond blessed and excited for this new adventure in our life.
The other children, did they have any idea what their mother had gone through? Do they know now, Dylan?
No, because he's still, like I said, he hasn't turned 5 yet, and he knew that mommy was with sisters and in the hospital, and he knew that she was sick, but, you know, we are looking forward to the day to be able to sit him down where he's able to comprehend what we're explaining to him and show him, you know, this is what God did for us, son. And, you know, look forward to him understanding that and whatnot.
We talk about miracle babies, but I feel like Marissa is a miracle mom. Do you feel the same way?
She really is. Oh my gosh, yes. That woman is the strongest person I know. I mean, she was dying 2 months ago, and now she's going to the gym almost daily again and trying
Dylan,
to.
What?
Yeah, she's a superhero. I would not be able to do what she's been doing if I were in her shoes.
I love that you have that appreciation for her, and obviously you realized at that moment that life would be very different without her. I'm glad that you don't have to experience that you both get to grow old together and raise your children together. Is it true that she had no memory once she woke up from this terrible situation of giving birth, of anything that happened?
Yes, ma'am, that's true. She honestly woke up and thought we were in a car accident. She was like, is the van okay, or is Grayson okay? And I'm like, no, babe, you pretty much died, and had to explain everything to her. And, yeah, she still is pretty foggy with everything, and doesn't have it's like a 48-hour window beforehand.
I feel like that
she doesn't remember.
I feel like, Dylan, that's a miracle in itself that Marissa forgot that, because she doesn't need to relive that trauma and that tragic event. She just, I hope, focuses on this moment with you, your son Grayson, and the three baby girls.
Man, beautiful. I did not know I was going to get a source of inspiration. Hi, Dylan. I'm Anthony. I just didn't think I was going to get motivation from this story. She's an inspiration for me, because now I have no excuse not to go to the gym.
That's
this
right, sir.
None.
You better get to the
none.
Gym.
Marissa's doing it. I got
to
do it.
The gym. We
no
can
excuses.
All go to the gym.
No excuses.
Okay?
That's what I have to tell myself.
Dylan, thank you so much. Now, I know obviously we're talking about miracles, but this miracle didn't happen at no charge. And I want to tell everybody who's listening, if you feel it, you know, if you have the means rather to give, they do have a GoFundMe. We're going to put the link up on the Mix 96.5 Facebook page and Instagram story. And Dylan, I know I'll be giving.
Thank
because
so
this
much.
This just felt different for me. This story felt different. And the fact that we've been able to talk to you about the miracle mom in your life, your wife, and the mother of your beautiful children, I want to thank you so much for taking your time to do that. I feel like you may change someone's life just by sharing your story.
Yes, ma'am. God is a loving God of miracles, and I'm grateful that he was able to have a watchful eye on my best friend that day and my baby girls.
He said his best friend. Now we're all in tears. Yeah, Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you, Dylan.
I appreciate you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.